Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings. Welcome to the DDP. We're in the 14th verse of Acts 17. An interesting event happens. The Apostle Paul, Silas, Barnabas, Timothy, these guys have been ministering in, Silas, Timothy, and Paul have been ministering in Berea. We had the incident with the Bereans on yesterday's podcast. And then immediately the brethren, verse 14, sent Paul away to go to the sea. But both Silas and Timothy remained there. So those who conducted Paul brought him to Athens, and receiving a command for Silas and Timothy to come to him with all speed, they departed. What we have are the Jews from Thessalonica stirring up the crowds. They're not real happy about what Paul is preaching. People are becoming convinced. And so to stop him, they are convinced that he need to, probably imprisoned or beaten, but his own people send him away. I think that phrase is interesting, to go to the sea. But both Silas and Timothy remain there. And that phrase really denotes that they put him on a boat and sent him away to try and protect and save his life. Once he gets there, he sends word for Silas and Timothy to come and join him. Verse 16, now while Paul waited for them at Athens, his spirit was provoked within him when he saw that the city was given over to idols. Therefore, he reasoned in the synagogue with the Jews and with the Gentile worshipers, and in the marketplace daily with those who happened to be there. These speak for themselves. I don't have to put a lot of commentary. Then certain Epicurean and Stoic philosophers, this might need a little help. We'll come back in a minute in the Greek. Certain Epicurean and Stoic philosophers encountered him, and some said, what does this babbler want to say? Others said he seems to be a proclaimer of foreign gods because he preached to them Jesus and the resurrection. Certain Epicurean and Stoic philosophers, these are Greek men of renown. They're extremely wise in the things of Greek culture and learning, and so Paul is not being encountered by the common street person. He's being encountered by the brightest minds they have to offer. That phrase, what does this babbler want to say in verse 18? This is an interesting phrase in the Greek. Literally, in the Greek, seed picker. It's a phrase in the Greek that means someone who's an idler, a hobo, picking up scraps, someone who survives picking up the leftovers. And this is what they call Paul in Acts 17, 18. What does this babbler want to say? What's this idler? What's this hobo trying to say? So they're really cutting him down. He's called a proclaimer of foreign gods because he's preaching a resurrected Jesus. And this is something, it's hard for us to imagine the world had never heard this because we live in a world where almost everyone has heard it. But he's living in a world where no one has heard about a resurrected Jesus. They're intrigued by him, and so in verse 19, they take him to the Areopagus, which is literally the hill of Ares, or what we also call Mars Hill. And they say, may we know what this new doctrine is of which you speak. And I don't think they're doing it because they're desirous. They're doing it because of what they say in verse 20. You are bringing some strange things to our ears. Therefore, we want to know what these things mean. For all the Athenians and the foreigners who were there spent their time in nothing else but either to tell or to hear some new thing. This is hard for us to comprehend in that we are entertained by playing and watching, and they were entertained by arguing, by debating. They wanted to hear something new, and when they heard something new, they were being entertained. And so they have found the ultimate piece of entertainment, this stranger who claims there's a man who raised from the dead. And so Paul is about to preach to them the man Jesus. How he does it is phenomenal. We'll go into the sermon from the Areopagus tomorrow. See you then.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.